With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A part-time law enforcement officer with the City of Phillips Police Department is facing felony charges. According to court documents, 31-year-old Connor Newman had repeated sexual contact with a woman while on duty. Documents claim he falsified entries in his record book to cover it up. One of the investigators says Newman was spending a large amount of time at the home of a known methamphetamine user over about a month's span this summer. According to the complaint, Newman admitted to having sex with the woman several times while on duty. Newman started work with the Phillips Police Department in March. He previously worked with the Oneida County Sheriff's Office. He's due back in court in November. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for public input on its draft regional master plan for the North Central Forest. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The North Central Forest encompasses 9,500 square miles in northern Wisconsin. It includes all or portions of 20 counties, including Forest, Iron, Langlade, Lincoln, Oneida, Price, and Vilas counties. The master plan draft outlines proposed future resource management and public use and development of DNR-managed properties within the forest. Those properties include fishery areas, estate forest, state natural areas, a state park, and a state recreation area, among others. Some of the proposals in the draft include adding mileage to the Wolf River State Trail in Forest County and expanding the quiet area within the Turtle Flambeau Scenic Waters area in Iron County. People can submit public comments online or at in-person meetings. There are two meetings coming up in November in Rhinelander and Park Falls. We have details on those meetings as well as links to the master plan draft online at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Written comments are due by December 7th. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
New data shows Wisconsin schools are still feeling the effects of teacher and leadership turnover, but there are signs of improvement. While turnover rates across Wisconsin remain higher than before the pandemic, the Merrill School District says it's seeing growth, with more teachers on staff this year than in the past 2 years. The Wisconsin Policy Forum states in 2023 there was a peak in teacher turnover, with almost 16% statewide either transitioning out of their school district or leaving teaching overall. That spike was seen in the Merrill area public schools, but over the last 2 years, the rate has returned to almost the pre-pandemic average, and Merrill is doing even better. Heather Soberg, Director of Human Resources at Merrill Area Public Schools.
June of 2024 to May of 2025, we had a 94% teacher and staff retention rate. And our superintendent has been consistent, and this has really led to continuity and a shared vision in our district, I think has really improved our staff retention rate.
During high turnover times, like in 2023, district leaders say they put a focus on expanding its substitute pool, supporting current teachers, and building a strong culture within the district. This helped boost retention for the 2025 school year. Merrill School District says staying connected and engaged with their teachers and leaders has helped to build a stronger team and keep those turnover rates low. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A bill making its way through the Wisconsin legislature could provide transparency when it comes to prescription costs. Right now, pharmacy benefit managers act as middlemen between health insurance companies and pharmacies. Over the years, it has led to unstable prescription prices. Senate President Mary Felskowski has introduced Cole's Act to control drug costs and increase operation transparency. The bill is named after Cole Schmidtnecht, who in 2024 went to his local Wisconsin pharmacy for asthma medication only to learn that his prescription unexpectedly increased in cost from $66 to $539 without any advance notice. He could not afford to make the purchase and subsequently died of an asthma attack just days later. While there are several steps to go before a final vote on the bill, a first public hearing was held in May and a fiscal estimate was completed in June. Learn why some local pharmacies are supporting the bill at WXPR.org. More people are leaving leaves on the ground during the autumn season, providing a boon to local ecosystems and cutting down on methane gas in the atmosphere. More from Zimone Perez.
A new survey by the National Wildlife Federation found that nearly 20% of people don't collect or remove fallen leaves during autumn, up from 15% last year. But nearly a third of people report throwing away six or more bags of leaves each season. David Mizajewski with the National Wildlife Federation explains that bagging leaves and sending them to the landfill contributes to climate change. When leaves and other organic yard waste are put in landfill piles and deprived of oxygen, they decompose and release methane into the atmosphere.
Who would have thought that a simple choice of what to do with your leaves in the fall could actually have a tie to something as big and massive as global climate change, but it's really true. There is a connection.
Methane is more than 25 times more potent than carbon dioxide in trapping heat in the atmosphere. Many people, however, don't have the choice to leave the leaves. The survey found 40% of people are required to bag their leaves by a homeowners association or city ordinance. Mizajewski says leaves left on the ground provide many benefits to local ecosystems and can save people money.
They suppress weeds, they retain soil moisture, and they also then slowly compost right in place and return the nutrients right to the root zone of the plants. That sounds an awful lot like mulch and fertilizer.
Leaf removal methods also pour harmful toxins into the atmosphere. According to Rutgers University, leaf blowers release chemicals such as carbon monoxide and nitrogen dioxide into the air that worsen respiratory issues and contribute to many chronic diseases. I'm Simone Perez.
One of three closed Wausau elementary schools is back on the market. Grant Elementary was relisted this week after the district failed to finalize a deal with a prospective buyer. The handshake agreement was reached in July, though the district didn't name the prospective buyer at the time, saying some items still needed to be worked out. The asking price for the building is $550,000, with any potential deal requiring board approval. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.